MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 10, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The discourse continues around 3A zoning in Gloucester and Rockport. Massachusetts is facing a deadline over lead pipe removal, and the Institutions for Savings Charitable Awards have been announced. Sunny, upper 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:12 p.m. Ethan Foreman's writing that in the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, a group of about 30 people has another week and a half to gather at least 2,400 signatures of registered Gloucester voters to force a citywide referendum vote on the City Council's passage earlier this month of transit-oriented multifamily zoning under the MBTA Communities Act. Copy of the petition reads, "We hereby protest against the whole of the measure and demand a referendum vote by the citizens upon this measure. Gloucester, as a commuter rail community, faces a December 31 deadline to comply with the 2021 law or become ineligible for a number of state grants. A successful signature campaign could throw into doubt the city's compliance with the law." Stephen Hagen's writing that meanwhile in Rockport, residents who are taking issue with the state's MBTA zoning law continue to anticipate a resolution. A lawsuit filed in 2022 by Rockport resident John Kolakowski and nine others has seen about 20 more cities and towns file motions to join the suit to ensure their concerns are adequately represented during the legal proceedings. Those towns include Wenham, Marblehead, and Wayland. The suit filed in Essex Superior Court argues the state regulations are unconstitutional and would place an undue strain on the services and infrastructure of their respective jurisdictions. The suit contends the town was unconstitutionally compelled to comply with the MBTA zoning law because it desperately needed grant funding for its Department of Public Works barn. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, "Massachusetts cities will be forced to remove underground lead pipes from drinking water systems under a new federal rule that went into effect this week aimed at reducing childhood exposure to the toxic chemical. The new requirements, billed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as the strongest overhaul of lead rules in more than three decades, will require water systems nationwide to replace lead service lines within 10 years. More news in 60 seconds.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got this week on each of our shows? On the North Shore, a coach who won his 400th match in girls soccer and the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. What else we got going on? Merrimack Valley. Another coach, OG, another OG coach, the Haverhill girls and boys cross country coach, who gives us not only an update on his team, but of the Merrimack Valley and what's going on in that conference. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting the Healy Driscoll administration recently awarded $4.2 million in workforce development grant funding for nine Massachusetts initiatives, including Mass Hire, North Shore Workforce Board in Salem, Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute, and North Shore Community Action Programs in Peabody. The investments, administered by the Commonwealth Corp through the state's Workforce Competitiveness Trust Fund, are intended to train, upskill, and provide job placement for 621 workers for in-demand occupations in healthcare, life sciences, technology, construction, and more. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting the Institution for Savings, through its charitable foundation, awarded and pledged over $750,000 in the third quarter of 2024. President and Chief Executive Officer Michael J. Jones recently announced the largest grants include $30,000 to Nourishing the North Shore to support its Veg Out program, $35,000 to the Newburyport Lions Club for Yankee Homecoming Race and T-shirts, $25,000 to Wellspring House for its housing support programs, $25,000 to the Pettingill House to support its ongoing programs and service, and $15,000 to Beverly Bootstraps for event sponsorship and operating support. The bank also paid ongoing commitments to Citizens Inn, Essex County Greenbelt Association, Hamilton Wenham Athletic Improvement Association, and Triton Education Foundation. Sports writer Matt Williams reports ranked number 11 in New England by the United Soccer Coaches Association to begin the week. Masconomet girls soccer clinched its third straight Northeastern Conference championship with a 6-0 win over Danvers. The Chieftains are unbeaten in their last 56 regular season games dating back to 2021. And the Bruins host Canadiens tonight at the Garden. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.